Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Dalen's got his red on. Ready for a big... How's Patrick Mahomes doing? Is he okay?
I think he should be fine.
He's going to be okay?
He should be fine.
You're not worried at all?
No, I'm not.
Cincinnati's kind of hot right now, but it's in Arrowhead, so I know you're a big Chiefs guy, so it should be interesting. Were you a little worried, though, when he gets hurt last... I didn't think he was coming back in. He comes out.
Yeah, definitely. When I watched the replay of it, it looked pretty bad. It looked pretty bad, but...
Yeah, it did. Those injuries like that, sometimes you tell me so many times in sports we'll watch something and we'll see something and we'll go, man, that looks really bad. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of times it's not that bad. Guys get up and they're okay, whatever. And then there's times where you don't even see the guy get hurt or, you know, mess up an ankle or something in basketball. And then that could be a serious injury that you see. So why is that, man? Because sometimes those hard hits, you go up for a dunk, get undercut, fall flat on the back of your head, you get right up, it's nothing. But then maybe just a weird cut and you could be out for weeks. It's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. It's just kind of like I wonder the same thing sometimes, though.
Especially in football, you see it. Guys just get lit up, and then they're fine. And then you just see a weird – they roll out to the right, and they just land wrong on their foot, and they're out for like a month. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder the same thing, too, honestly.
Bears take down the Idaho Vandals 73-67 last weekend. And looking ahead here, as we talked about, this Northern Arizona team, don't let the record fool you, really. And it feels like I say that every year about the Big Sky Conference. Like, don't let that record fool you. They have some studs. And again, in that Eastern Washington game, one of the guys we're talking about with Jalen Cohn, like 25 points for him. He's going to shoot the basketball. He played 38. Another one of those guys that's going to play 38 minutes, a lot like you in that regard. But they have some players. They have some good guys that I know you will be really keying in on to try to see if you can stop and slow down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got some good players. They're a good team. I mean, like I said, their record doesn't really show their talent and what they have on their team. But, you know, it's going to be a battle game, though. It's going to be a tough battle, but.
So what is it about this team? Obviously, they're looking to see if they can finish these games. They're in, I would say, 90% of their conference games they have been in. So they just can't seem to get over that hump. And I know you guys were kind of battling through that. It seems like the last two or three games, maybe you're getting over that spot. But what is it about Northern Arizona that keeps them in these games? I mean, they seem to be a pretty good basketball team. So what do they do so well?
Knowing from playing them previously, I know they like to shoot the three.
Yeah.
Shoot the three, and then they're pretty good down low with their bigs. Down in the paint, and then pretty much the three ball.
So you're going to be watching out for that three ball for
sure.
Yeah,
trying to take away the threes from them. They like to shoot threes. Specifically, Jalen Cohn likes to shoot a lot of threes. They got a couple other players that like to shoot. They shoot it pretty well.
Now, can you tell? Like, who? You usually can't tell us, like, who's guarding who and stuff, but you'll at least be paying attention to him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know who's on guard for this game, but, you know, like, we'll have somebody on him.
It'd be hard work for you guys. I mean, you and Matt Johnson, I mean, that's going to be one of those games where defensively, again, you really want to be dialing in.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be one of those games where we're challenged on the defensive end to see how we're responding, you know, how we're taking it and keep going with it.
All right, so the next three games, you play Northern Arizona this weekend. It's an afternoon game. And that's a 1 o'clock game. We had it, I think, on our schedule. It's 2 o'clock, but that's a 1 o'clock game, right? So we'll have our pregame coverage for you with Jerry Schimmel at 12:30. Then you're at Montana the following Tuesday, right? You kind of get back into that swing of things. And then later that Thursday. So you get a nice little break now, and then it's bam, bam, bam for the next three games on the road against Northern Arizona, Montana, and Montana State. So a big road swing. Pretty important stretch for you guys coming up.
Yeah, definitely. This could be a real good stretch for us. We could kind of get our in-conference record a little bit better and kind of, you know, just build off that, a good chance for us to capitalize on it.
All right, so the next time you're home, and Angel and I have been talking about it, this game is going to be against Weber State. Always a fun matchup. It's going to be at 9 o'clock at night, not in the morning. That'd be crazy. And it's going to be on ESPNU. Like, that's pretty cool, man. This is a heck of an opportunity in front of you guys. Obviously, the road swing's big, but then there's a nice opportunity there. Late night basketball in Greeley. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good opportunity for us, too. I mean, the late night game is always cool, and especially being on ESPNU for, you know, everybody to see and people to watch us is... That's a good opportunity for us.
Angel and I talk, because Angel gets up really early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, he's here at like 5:30 or whatever, making sure Tanner and Brian don't screw things up in the morning show. But so I was like, dude, can you get a sub so we can go to that game? And you're like, dude, I'm good. I don't need a sub. You're good.
We're good.
All right. Dude, it won't be that late, I guess. We'll be
9 o'clock. It's perfect. It's like basketball time.
You'd be up anyway watching something. You'd be watching
this
game anyway.
If Jerry can stay up that late, we can stay up that
late. That's true. Jerry's older than we are, so we should be able to do that. I'm looking forward to that. But I'm really looking forward to the stretch because, you know, I feel like, you know, the last three games. I mean, that game with Eastern Washington, you guys were there again and tight. But you beat Portland State. You beat Idaho. So you've won two of your last three games. Do you feel like you guys are kind of turning a corner at this stage in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like our confidence is kind of getting to us on the way to where it needs to be. And then as far as, like, you know, our complete game, we're not playing our best basketball yet still. But I feel like we're on the way there.
It's the Daylen Coon Show presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. Appreciate all of their support. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with Daylen. And again, just kind of, you know, talk about where this team is. Guys that have really stepped up for this group, especially defensively. So more on that on the other side. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Daylen's got his red on. Ready for a big... How's Patrick Mahomes doing? Is he okay?
I think he should be fine.
He's going to be okay?
He should be fine.
You're not worried at all?
No, I'm not.
Cincinnati's kind of hot right now, but it's in Arrowhead, so I know you're a big Chiefs guy, so it should be interesting. Were you a little worried, though, when he gets hurt last... I didn't think he was coming back in. He comes out.
And when I watched the replay of it, it looked pretty bad. It looked pretty bad, but...
Yeah, it did. Those injuries like that, sometimes you tell me so many times in sports we'll watch something and we'll see something and we'll go, man, that looks really bad. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of times it's not that bad. Guys get up and they're okay, whatever. And then there's times where you don't even see the guy get hurt or, you know, mess up an ankle or something in basketball. And then that could be a serious injury that you see. So why is that, man? Because sometimes those hard hits, you go up for a dunk, get undercut, fall flat on the back of your head. You get right up. It's nothing. But then maybe just a weird cut and you could be out for weeks. It's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. It's just kind of like I wonder the same thing sometimes, though.
Especially in football, you see it. Guys just get lit up, and then they're fine. And then you just see a weird – they roll out to the right, and they just land wrong on their foot, and they're out for like a month. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder the same thing, too, honestly.
Bears take down the Idaho Vandals 73-67 last weekend. And looking ahead here, as we talked about, this Northern Arizona team, don't let the record fool you, really. And it feels like I say that every year about the Big Sky Conference. Like, don't let that record fool you. They have some studs. And again, in that Eastern Washington game, one of the guys we're talking about with Jalen Cohn, like 25 points for him. He's going to shoot the basketball. He played 38. Another one of those guys is going to play 38 minutes. A lot like you in that regard. But they have some players. They have some good guys that I know you will be really keying in on to try to see if you can stop and slow down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got some good players. They're a good team. I mean, like I said, their record doesn't really show their talent and what they have on their team. But, you know, it's going to be a battle game, though. It's going to be a tough battle, but.
So what is it about this team? Obviously, they're looking to see if they can finish these games. They're in, I would say, 90% of their conference games they have been in. So they just can't seem to get over that hump. And I know you guys were kind of battling through that. It seems like the last two or three games, maybe you're getting over that spot. But what is it about Northern Arizona that keeps them in these games? I mean, they seem to be a pretty good basketball team. So what do they do so well?
Knowing from playing them previously, I know they like to shoot the three.
Yeah.
Shoot the three, and then they're pretty good down low with their bigs. You know, down in the paint and pretty much the three ball.
So you're going to be watching out for that three ball
for sure. Trying to take away the threes from them. They like to shoot threes. Specifically, Jalen Cohn likes to shoot a lot of threes. They got a couple other players that like to shoot. They shoot it pretty well.
Now, can you tell it? Like, who you usually can't tell us, like, who's guarding who and stuff, but you'll at least be paying attention to him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know who's on guard for this game, but, you know, like, we'll have somebody on him.
It'll be hard work for you guys. I mean, you and Matt Johnson, I mean, that's going to be one of those games where defensively, again, you really want to be dialing in.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be one of those games where we're challenged on the defensive end to see how, you know, how we're responding, you know, how we're taking it and keep going with it.
All right, so the next three games, you play Northern Arizona this weekend. It's an afternoon game. That's a 1 o'clock game. We had it, I think, on our schedule as 2 o'clock, but that's a 1 o'clock game, right? So we'll have our pregame coverage for you with Jerry Schimmel at 12:30. Then you're at Montana the following Tuesday, right? You kind of get back into that swing of things. And then later that Thursday, so get a nice little break now, and then it's bam, bam, bam for the next three games on the road against Northern Arizona, Montana, and Montana State. So a big road swing, pretty important stretch for you guys coming up.
Yeah, definitely. This could be a real good stretch for us. We could kind of get our in-conference record a little bit better and kind of, just build off that, a good chance for us to capitalize on it.
All right, so the next time you're home, and Angel and I have been talking about it, this game is going to be against Weber State. Always a fun matchup. It's going to be at 9 o'clock at night, not in the morning. That'd be crazy. And it's going to be on ESPNU. Like, that's pretty cool, man. This is a heck of an opportunity in front of you guys. Obviously, the road swing's big, but then there's a nice opportunity there. Late night basketball in Greeley. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good opportunity for us, too. I mean, the late night game is always cool, and especially being on ESPNU for, everybody to see and people to watch us is... That's a good opportunity for us.
Angel and I talk, because Angel gets up really early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, he's here at like 5:30 or whatever, making sure Tanner and Brian don't screw things up in the morning show. But so I was like, dude, can you get a sub so we can go to that game? And you're like, dude, I'm good. I don't need a sub. You're good.
We're good.
All right. Dude, that won't be that late, I guess.
We'll be 9 o'clock. It's perfect. It's like basketball time.
You'd be up anyway watching something. You'd be watching this
game
anyway.
If Jerry can stay up that late, we can stay up that
late. That's true. Jerry's older than we are, so we should be able to do that. I'm looking forward to that. But I'm really looking forward to this stretch because, I feel like, the last three games, I mean, that game with Eastern Washington, you guys were there again and tight, but you beat Portland State, you beat Idaho, so you've won two of your last three games. Do you feel like you guys are kind of turning a corner at this stage in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like our confidence is kind of getting to us on the way to where it needs to be, and then as far as, like, our complete game, we're not playing our best basketball yet still, but I feel like we're on the way there.
It's the Daylen Coons Show presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. Appreciate all of their support. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with Daylen. And again, just kind of talk about where this team is. Guys that have really stepped up for this group, especially defensively. So more on that on the other side. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I swear, man, the robots are listening, Daylen. I just got an email as we're talking about it. Dear ticket holders, thank you for your support of our men's basketball team this season. Friendly reminder regarding the start time of the Monday, February 6th game against Weber State. It will start at 9 as opposed to our typical 6 p.m. start time. They must have heard the show, and they're like, dude, we need to get that information out because that's a unique time.
Yeah, definitely.
Does 9 o'clock mess with you as a player at all?
Not too much. I mean, it's kind of... Just feels regular. The only thing different is just like our shoot around and our pregame meals push back a little bit.
Do you sleep in a little extra or something? Is the coaches give you kind of a different schedule of things that day? Because I guess it's only you guys have played some 8 o'clock games, so it's not that big of a change.
Yeah, it's not that big of a change. I mean, kind of be pretty much the same flow. I mean, probably sleep a little bit longer just because it's a later tip.
You tell I'm old. Do you get to sleep an extra hour? I think it's going to be a bigger adjustment for me. But no, I'm excited about that. That should be very interesting. But again, a big three-game stand coming up on the road, going up against Northern Arizona, Montana, and Montana State. All kind of stacked up, too. So that's why this week was kind of nice, get a little bit of a break. But next week, man, starting Saturday, you guys are playing almost every other night.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a challenge for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a challenge, but it'd be good for us though.
Talking about this team, and you said it, hey, we kind of feel like we're turning that corner right now. We're doing those things that we need to be doing. We're dialing it in defensively. We're closing out those games. We're making big plays late when it counts the most. What have you seen from this group too? Because again, anytime in basketball or any sport, really, you start the season this way with the starting group, injuries, playing time, everything changes there. So it's not always the same group. I mean, we're seeing Creech play more and more. He played 16 minutes and then kind of flipped with Theo Hughes starting at the beginning of the season, then Brock Wisney. So seeing those adjustments and kind of seeing those players who are going to rise to that occasion, who can give you those consistent minutes, you've probably really seen a lot of growth with these guys, and that's got to be pretty rewarding for you as one of the team leaders.
Yeah, just seeing the growth and everybody embracing, you know, what roles is, you know, placed upon them, and then just seeing like everybody get after and kind of, you know, just dial in on defense. And I feel like everybody's kind of taking that more serious. And I mean, we took it serious, but taking it even more serious, you know what I mean? Like just trying to do even more little things to, you know, help the team out overall.
Yeah, and because again, we always kind of talked about the beginning of the season. We knew these three spots were set with you and Matt Johnson and Dalton Connect. It was going to be who those other guys are going into it. But I've been impressed with Wisney. You know, again, with 33 minutes the other night, he had the 12 boards. Was that a career high for him, by the way? I don't know. Maybe you don't know the answer to that.
It might have been.
But as a freshman, you got to love that, too, because you said it. I noticed it earlier when you guys scrimmaged each other, too. I said, man, that guy seems like he has a lot of talent, just raw. How do you harness that? And that's what happens at this point in the season. I remember Bodie Hume back in the day when he was a freshman was really good, but how do you dial all that stuff in and really become kind of a heady basketball player out there? And you really are seeing it with some of these guys.
Yeah, we're starting to see. I mean, you know, just everybody's kind of, I feel like as far as the freshman-wise, they're starting to kind of adjust to the college game and, you know what I mean, it's starting to slow down for him. And now, you know, we kind of tell him, like, y'all aren't freshmen no more. Y'all been here for a whole semester. And now, like, you know, it's time we need y'all to, you know, kind of grow up. And, you know, you're not freshmen no more. Y'all a big part of this team. We need y'all, too.
Is that kind of how the understanding is mainly once you get into the new year and you start conference season, you're not a freshman anymore? Like, mentally, you just kind of you're on. Because I remember Jeff Linder now with Wyoming. I remember him being on talking about Bodie. Like, he said the exact same thing. He's like, I told Bodie, you know, once we start conference play, you're not a freshman anymore. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to step up. Is that kind of the understanding that freshmen go into this thing with?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's kind of just how, I mean, kind of how we go about it. You know what I mean? Like, we play so many games in non-conference and we play some really good teams. Like, those are kind of the times for you to learn and kind of, you know what I mean, just kind of get used to the game and see what college basketball is about. And now that we're in conference play now, it's like, okay, like, you know what to do. You know how we're supposed to do it. You know what's expected. Now I'm just kind of doing it, just, you know, just playing and doing it.
Dalen, I'm looking at the standings, and obviously Eastern Washington has yet to lose a conference game. You have Montana State at 6-2, Weber State at 5-2. After that, though, it's not like this thing is that far out of reach for you guys. I think there's, what, 10 games left? So there's still a lot of opportunities here for you guys to continue to move up into those top spots. But there's got to be a little bit of a sense, perhaps a sense of urgency for you guys, thinking, okay, we got this road swing coming up. We need to make the best out of this thing looking forward.
Yeah, definitely. It's urgency, but we're not in a rush. Just knowing that, like, you know, we have a really good opportunity coming up with these road trips coming up. And, you know, that'll help us out in the long run. Can be able to, you know, kind of raise up in stands a little bit, just taking it game by game. But, you know, we got a real good opportunity coming up.
7-13 on the season. But again, last two games out of those three are any indication, it does seem like this Bears team is on the up and up moving forward. A big challenge, though, as we talked about with those three road games. The Weber State game's going to be a late one. And I think I went to that one last year. I don't know why. I always land on that UNC Weber State game. So I'm really looking forward to that game. I don't care how late it is, man. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. It's always fun when we play against Weber State. Two good teams going at it.
Kind of a little bit of, I mean, obviously a rivalry with everybody in this conference because you play each other twice every single year, but it does kind of feel like, and I know Montana State, Montana's there too, but it does feel like there's a little something extra between UNC and Weber State every single year.
Yeah, a little bit. Those games are always super exciting.
All right, I'm going to ask you before we let you go. You got picks for me? You got the NFC Championship game coming up. We got the Eagles. We got Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. And then, of course, we got your Chiefs. What's that line now? I think it keeps moving around because Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain has people scared. So I don't know. I looked and saw that Cincinnati might be -1 at this point. Are they -1? Okay. You going with the Chiefs? Are you going to go with the fan pick? Are you going with the Chiefs to win this thing?
Definitely the Chiefs. Definitely.
I figured you would.
Regardless.
Whether Mahomes has got one leg or two, they're going to find a way to get done, man. How impressed have you been being a Chiefs fan, though? He loses one of his best weapons in Tyreek Hill, and it's almost like it didn't happen. They just continued to put up big numbers, maybe even bigger numbers than last year.
Yeah, definitely. When I seen Tyreek Hill, that it kind of hurt a little bit. I was like, dang, like, it's going to be different now, you know what I mean? Because he made, like, in that postseason, he made a lot of big plays. Like,
yes.
He helped him get to some of the places they got to, but And then just seeing them still being able to, you know, almost kind of improve off of that is still really good. It just kind of shows, like, you know, how good they are as a team.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, so you got the Chiefs. Who do you like in that NFC Championship? Philadelphia or San Francisco?
Say Philadelphia.
You going with Philly? What's the spread on that one? Do you have that one?
Philly 2.5.
So all tight stuff here, man. This is this should be a fun weekend. Like, some people say they weren't crazy about some of these matchups. I don't know if that's because of Brock Purdy and him being Mr. Irrelevant and all that stuff. But I'm looking at this. If my team can't be in it, then yeah, these matchups look pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty good matchups though.
All right, so you like Philly? Taking Philly. So you're saying Philadelphia, Kansas City Super Bowl. And Andy Reid gets to go up against his old team in Philadelphia. He brought him to a Super Bowl once. He was always in the NFC Championship game. So that would have a lot of fanfare behind it.
Exactly. And it'd be even cooler when they win.
So you're already going. All right, Kansas City beat Cincinnati, and then they beat whoever. They beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you're there. Dalen, my man, congratulations on a much-needed win for the UNC Bears, taking down Idaho 73-67. We're looking forward to this weekend's game coming up for this Bears team that, I think you guys can just keep it going up against Northern Arizona on Saturday. So we're looking forward to it, my man, and we just wish you the best of luck going into the weekend's game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. The Dalen Kuntz Show presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. And we'll be back at it with Dalen next week. Hopefully we're talking about two wins because you'll play Saturday and Tuesday, so then we'll get you on the show on Wednesday. We may have to do phone call on that one because you'll be all over the place at that point.
Probably be on phone call.
All right, man. Well, best of luck to you. Safe travels, and we'll catch up with you soon. 45 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. We're moving on over to the whole show now. My poll question of the day: would it be considered a failure if the Broncos don't hire a Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, or even Jim Harbaugh might still be hanging around out there? I don't know. We'll talk about it next. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.